Dane Nielsen is excited about the future of the municipality of Grey Highlands and would like the opportunity to continue to serve on council. Nielsen is finishing his first term as a councillor and is seeking the position of deputy mayor in the current election. Grey Highlands is going in a good direction and I want to continue that so my kids can stay here, he said. There is so much exciting stuff happening that you get hooked. Nielsen said he leapt at the opportunity to put his name forward to represent Grey Highlands at the Grey County Council table after current Deputy Mayor Akash Desai announced he would not be running again. Being Deputy Mayor is going to the county and making sure Grey Gables doesn't get forgotten. The exciting part about running for Deputy Mayor is getting to be at the county table. Social services are a fundamental part of government, he said. Social services are a huge part of my philosophy and as deputy mayor I'm there for those discussions. Nielsen has served on council the past 4 years, has been president of Kids NS Daycare for several years and runs the Grist Mill Winery in Eugenia. Nielsen said after 4 years on council he understands the importance of long-term planning and being prepared. I'm a centrist guy, I'm not to one side of another. You need to make sure you're doing your homework. You need to constantly try and plan long-term. The moves we make now affect us 2 and 3 down the line, he said. Nielsen said he is proud of the progress council and the community have made on a number of issues during this term including plans for downtown Markdale, the construction of the new Markdale Hospital, tiny homes, granny suites, investments in parks and green spaces and asset management. He said he is excited about what will be coming forward during council's next term including the update of the comprehensive zoning bylaw, farm diversification programs and the recreation master plan. He is also excited to see the new Beavercrest School get underway. We need to make sure the county gets on track with Grey Gables. Your decisions today affect 10 years from now. We need to make the decision for the future, he said. Nielsen anticipates the next term of council will be exciting. With any 4-year term, there is always something around the corner. There is always something new to learn at council, he said. The municipal election is October 24, 2022. To confirm you are on the voters list, or to find out about advance voting options, visit the Grey Highlands website here.